Welcome to the Digital Euro Podcast by the Digital Euro Association. In this podcast, you will learn about the disruption of technology in the monetary and financial system. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Digital Euro Podcast, the podcast by the Digital Euro Association. The DIA is a European think tank focusing on digital money and specifically the digital euro. But today we're actually not going to focus necessarily on the digital euro, but go a bit broader into crypto banknotes, actually. I'm Sarah Polarovic. I'm one of the executive directors of the DIA. And today I'm joined by Andrew Lipkin, who is, amongst other things, the author of the theory of creating blockchain-based cash for CBDCs, stablecoins, and cryptocurrencies, and also part of the DIA expert cycle. It's great to have you, Andrew. Welcome. And with that being said, also warm welcome to Ivan, who will be translating today for Andrew.
Hey, Sarah. Happy to be here.
Great. As I already mentioned, today we will talk about crypto banknotes, a concept that probably isn't familiar to everybody that's listening. We will touch on how crypto banknotes are created and how the creation works from a technological perspective as well, and also how CBDC cash integrates into the CBDC payment network that we're mostly familiar with. For me, I have to say this was a completely new topic, and I guess for the audience it is as well, at least for some people. So why don't we start with some of the prerequisites for the creation of crypto banknotes, what is necessary to introduce them. And I think that will really show us what they are and how they compare to the regular central bank digital currencies.
Yeah, sure. So in the mid-70s of the last century, the technological development of society contributed to the emergence of non-cash money. Since that moment, non-cash and cash forms of money, like yin and yang, have become one. What is impossible with one form of money is easily solved with another form of money. This allows them to successfully complement each other and provide all the needs for money exactly at the level of technological development of society for which they were created. And this is the dual nature of money. Now, there's another round of technological evolution. Society is moving to a digital level of development. Central banks began to develop digital CBDCs, realizing that without a digital payment network, it would be impossible to enter the digital financial future. However, the expected benefits of digital CBDCs only work with the CBDC payment network itself. Here we're talking about reducing the cost and increasing the speed of digital transactions, as well as the availability of international payments when using CBDC. The existing tandem of non-cash money and banknotes practically nullifies the expected global benefits of digital CBDCs that can be obtained using smart contracts. That is, regulation of interest rates below zero, automatic maintenance of a given level of deflation, inflation of the national currency, etc. So digital CBDCs still suffer from numerous digital money diseases, so to say. And that is lack of anonymity, lack of long-term or complete autonomy, and lack of scalability, among other things. There is only one way to turn on the global benefits of blockchain technology for the monetary system as a whole and eliminate the disadvantages of digital money. For this, it is necessary to remember the dual nature of money and link blockchain-based digital central bank money, the digital CBDC, with blockchain-based central bank cash, CBDC cash. This will allow digital CBDCs to have their own symbiotic counterweight, which will create a balance between new blockchain-based form of money. Thanks to blockchain technology, central bank cash will have many innovative features. For example, instant check of cash for forgery, protection of cash from theft, robbery, as well as from capture by the enemy during the war, a ban on the use of cash in the territory of any state under sanctions, and so on. The creation of CBDC cash will require a change in the architecture of the CBDC payment network, the introduction of quantum protection for the CBDC blockchain, the connection of peripheral banking devices to the CBDC payment network, and the adaptation of cash production technology. But on the other hand, the fact that without the use of the tandem digital CBDC plus CBDC cash, the digital evolution of the monetary system of the state will not be able to occur and will fall on the scale.
You've already outlined some ways in which CBDC cash compares to digital CBDC. And to go a little bit deeper into that direction, I'd like to ask what technology is used for CBDC cash and how does it compare to banknotes that we're already familiar with? So for example, the backing structure of CBDC cash, and also how it would integrate with the existing CBDC payment network that you also mentioned.
Yeah, so CBDC cash or crypto banknotes is the first generation of hybrid banknotes produced using banknote printing technologies and blockchain digital technology combined. Crypto banknotes have their own electronic wallet, and they interact with it using software thanks to printed machine-readable codes containing private and public keys. It is affordable and cheap central bank cash comparable to existing banknotes, not only in terms of manufacturing costs and ease of use, but also in terms of production scalability. Just as banknotes were originally backed by gold standard, so CBDC crypto banknotes are fully backed by digital CBDC, which are stored in each crypto banknote's own electronic wallet in an amount equal to the face value of this crypto banknote, which is the blockchain standard.
I see. So there is some analogy basically to the existing monetary system here between digital CBDC and CBDC cash. This would be an additional question.
There is a company called Noteworthy, and they've already printed out not exactly CBDC cash, but they've made a crypto banknote for Bitcoins, and it's already a reality. And another company called Oral Fusely, They also were developing a crypto banknote, not for CBDC cash per se, but for a cryptocurrency, and it's a prototype at the moment. So CBDC cash will be the next step in the evolution. It is a bit more advanced than a cryptocurrency, crypto banknotes, but we are getting there.
That would mean it's more the private sector that's currently looking into materializing the idea, if I understand correctly.
When we talk about CBDC cash, it is exclusively a technology for central banks, but because of the inertia of how central banks work, it is taking them more time to get there. But we've held multiple talks, Franklin Nolan, myself, with central banks, and there's a lot of interest in CBDC cash, but it is going to take them longer. Also, recent publications in the industry, magazines and journals indicate that there's a lot of interest from central banks, and the development will start soon.
Given that CBDCs are just being explored right now, there's a couple of projects out there in the proof of concept phase, some pilots, but of course the implementation is still far behind when it comes to the numbers that are currently exploring CBDCs versus the amount of central banks that have actually introduced one. And then I see it so far, from what I can gather, that CBDC cash is basically another iteration of CBDCs. So it would only make sense that that timeline is also delayed. All right, let's move on to the next question, which would have to do with kind of the autonomy of CBDC cash. So in how far are the same features that we talk about when we talk about regular CBDCs also available for CBDC cash, such as online capability or offline capability, or also the limit on the creation of crypto banknotes, for example?
There are official digital CBDC solutions that allow payments to be made without access to the blockchain of the CBDC payment network. But for the functioning of such solutions, it is necessary to use payment terminals, smartphones, gadgets, and plastic cards. In an event of a prolonged power outage, for example, when the banking network is de-energized and the batteries of smartphones, payment terminals, and gadgets are completely discharged, the digital CBDC with a similar autonomous operation solution will completely cease to function. In this case, the operating time of the CBDC payment network will be equal to the battery life of the autonomous devices that are used to make payments. On the other hand, crypto banknotes are the only possible way to create infinitely autonomous cash for any digital money. Crypto banknotes do not require access to the digital money blockchain to verify that digital money is in the e-wallet. Crypto banknotes do not need banking equipment, smartphones, gadgets, internet, or electricity to make cash payments. The authenticity of each crypto banknote is confirmed visually thanks to the usual variety of printing degrees of protection. The presence of digital money in the electronic wallet of each crypto banknote is also visually confirmed thanks to the integrity of the protection against unauthorized reading of the private key. Thanks to visual control, crypto banknotes will ensure the infinite autonomy of the function of the digital payment network when making cash payments.
If we talk about the topic of the technology that's being used for crypto banknotes once again, what role does hypertech play in the creation of crypto banknotes? Why is that important? And is the factor of quantum resistance also a factor in crypto banknotes?
The hybrid technologies underlying the production of crypto banknotes are a universal way to create cash for any blockchain-based cryptocurrency, stablecoins, CBDC, which use not only a synchronous encryption algorithm, including elliptic curve encryption algorithm, but also any quantum resistance encryption algorithms. Moreover, the use of crypto banknotes as cash is possible not only in the token-based CBDC payment network, but also in the account-based CBDC. And finally, the most incredible thing is that hybrid technologies can upgrade existing banknotes without the introduction of a CBDC at all. At the same time, the updated banknotes will be able to have the same functionality as the CBDC crypto banknotes. It is the incredible versatility and absolute autonomy that allow crypto banknotes to become a store of value for any digital money.
Okay, so if I understand you correctly in saying that existing banknotes can be upgraded without the introduction of an actual digital CBDC, could you elaborate a little bit more on this? What are the advantages basically in having a CBDC cash without having a digital CBDC?
There was an attempt, I think, by the Deutsche Bank to upgrade the current cash money to crypto banknotes. They did the numbering just to ensure better monitoring possibilities of the cash circulation. And I think there were attempts like that in a couple of other banks. So what this allows to do is it allows to test this hybrid technology of crypto banknotes and cash money in circulation. To get a better idea of what this hybrid upgrade with hybrid technologies means for cash money, we can look at the pharmaceutical industries where they have the serialization of the packaging. So when a drug is manufactured, there is a serial number that is put on the packaging, and it is tied to the software part, which allows to monitor this particular package. So this allows to track this particular package of medicine throughout its journey from the manufacturing floor to the warehouse, then to as it was delivered to the wholesaler, how fast, when, to what country, and what type of vehicle was it delivered in a refrigerator or otherwise, and then you can track it up to the drugstore. And once it is sold to the end user, they can check this serial number and see the whole journey of this particular package. The same concept works for cash money. We can see the whole journey from the manufacturing, then it goes to central bank, then it is distributed among private banks, and then it goes to the ATMs, cash registers, etc. And the serial number can be used to track this whole journey. So this makes it gives an additional layer of transparency to the circulation of money, especially within the bank circles. So you know the hybrid note, you can track it at every point and know where it is. And this opens up a lot of incredible opportunities for monitoring of every hybrid banknote, and especially if an ATM was robbed or some cash register money was stolen from a cash register. It allows you to know not just how many notes were stolen, but exactly which ones. And it also gives opportunities to monitor the circulation of money, adjust it, and gives more leverage to the central bank. The difference between serialization in the pharmaceutical packages and the tracking of banknotes is that when we talk about drugs, the tracking ends at the end user. It stops there. Whereas when we speak about monitoring the circulation of banknotes, we can see what, when it gets from to the user, then they use it to pay for things. It goes to the cash register, then it maybe is returned to the bank, and so on. And we can monitor it all throughout this way. And when this banknote gets to the cash register, it goes back with to the circulation within banks, and this allows for full transparency at every point. And here it brings us to an interesting point concerning money laundering. Money laundering is usually done with cash because it leaves no traces. But when we add the blockchain layer to it, blockchain has its memory, so we can see all throughout the journey of the banknote, what was it used to purchase, under which contract, and what types of goods were purchased, whether it's a luxury yacht or a car or a house. And this hybrid technology adds an additional protection layer against money laundering. So at the moment of the deal, you can trace every banknote, when and how was it cashed out, what was the contract, what was the circumstances. And I believe this will force the underworld to completely give up on using central bank issued cash money in the money laundering schemes, because this... And they will switch to gold and maybe diamonds and things like that.
I mean, on that note, just given that criminals would revert to other methods, wouldn't it be possible that if a certain amount of CBDC cash were to be blacklisted, similar to how cryptos are blacklisted sometimes, that at one point too many CBDC cash notes are actually blacklisted and thus making it an illiquid asset in some way?
I don't think that it will get to a scale at any time that this will affect the liquidity, because there is no point of stealing the crypto banknotes when you know that as soon as it is registered that it has been stolen, it's going to be blacklisted and it will lose completely its value. So I think this will deter such crimes from happening, and that won't be an issue. I believe that you can compare crypto banknotes to some sort of the surgical tool that will remove the criminal intentions out of society, because as soon as crypto banknotes are stolen, they're going to be tagged and they're going to be easy to find it and deactivate.
Okay. I mean, now that we're already talking about parallels between usual cash and CBDC cash, what are the varieties of crypto banknotes? Because there appears to be different ones. There seems to be crypto notes on one hand and then crypto bills on the other. Could you elaborate on the difference?
Yeah, sure. Depending on the availability of access to own electronic wallet, there are two types of crypto banknotes. First is a crypto note, which is a type of crypto banknote that has full access to its own electronic wallet. Crypto notes are fully functional and can be used for both CBDC and any other digital money. And crypto notes are used to receive cash of the highest denomination. And the second is a crypto bill, which is a type of crypto banknote that does not have full access to its own electronic wallet. Crypto bills do not have full functionality. However, they have the longest lifespan and can be used as central bank cash with small denominations. The main task of crypto banknotes is to ensure the circulation of digital money offline without the use of any additional devices, without mobile and landline communications, without access to the internet, and even without electricity. The secondary task of crypto banknotes is to enable digital payments using the cryptocurrency or CBDC that resides in the crypto banknotes e-wallet. At the same time, crypto banknotes cannot and should not compete with convenient banking applications, plastic cards, or electronic devices in the field of digital payments.
So it appears that CBDC cash is, or crypto notes and crypto bills are fitting right into the narrative of saying there's different types of money for different purposes. And then sticking kind of with that comparison, however, to cash as we already know it, what are some of the ways in which crypto banknotes are working in terms of cash circulation, for example. How does that compare to regular banknotes?
The cash circulation of crypto banknotes is identical to the circulation of existing banknotes. You can buy, sell, and exchange crypto banknotes in the same way as regular banknotes. In addition, it is possible to make a digital payment. When using CryptoNote, the user can at any time remove the protection against unauthorized reading of the private key and use the CBDC software to scan and recognize the private key. After that, the user will have full access to the CryptoNote e-wallet and will be able to make a digital payment. The program will automatically record the fact of reading the private key of this CryptoNote and redeem and withdraw from monetary circulation this CryptoNote. This will provide instant CryptoNote authentication. In the event of a violation of the integrity of protection by the private key, CryptoNote will be considered redeemed and will not be subject to further monetary circulation. The user will be able to use CryptoNote with unlocked private key protection for as long as he likes, until all digital money from the crypto banknote electronic wallet is completely spent. When using CryptoBill, the user will have full access to the CryptoBill e-wallet. Therefore, a priori, the digital amount of CBDC will always be in the CryptoBill electronic wallet. This greatly speeds up the CBDC cash payment process itself. CryptoBill will only work as cash until it falls into disrepair and is withdrawn from circulation.
You've highlighted the ways in which the rules for cash circulation of crypto banknotes resemble those of regular banknotes now. When it comes to topics such as anonymity, in how far do crypto banknotes compare to the anonymity that we experience with cash today?
There is no completely anonymous cryptocurrency. This is not due to the level of encryption and the anonymity of cryptocurrency transactions. This is due to the fact that when using any cryptocurrency, the user always leaves traces outside the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Electronic wallets that participate in transactions have their own public address, which is not directly related to the person's name. However, by tracking the public addresses of electronic wallets involved in a particular transaction, it is always possible to determine the owner of the electronic wallet at the very moment when digital money is withdrawn to the physical world. Crypto banknotes provide complete anonymity of financial transactions in CBDC cryptocurrency, the same anonymity that conventional banknotes now have. Moreover, crypto banknotes turn the use of any, even the most open cryptocurrency, into a completely anonymous process. When paying with crypto banknotes in cash, there are no traces left on the internet. The amount of CBDC or cryptocurrency equal to the face value of the crypto banknote always remains untouched in the crypto banknote e-wallet. Access to the electronic wallet is not carried out and no records are made in the blockchain. Payment is made only with crypto banknotes. The crypto banknote passes from one hand to another, and this process can continue indefinitely until the crypto banknote becomes unusable and is withdrawn from circulation, or until a digital payment occurs from the crypto banknote's electronic wallet. Only at the moment of making a digital payment do electronic traces appear on the internet. The rest of the life of a crypto banknote is completely anonymous, just like the real life regular banknote.
Crypto banknotes seem to resemble regular banknotes as we know them today quite well when it comes to anonymity, even surpassing kind of the standard that we see for cryptocurrencies. What about security measures? So, for example, the technological security as an attack vector, potentially as well as the physical realm of things.
Printing technologies, as well as the possibility of using polymer substrates in the production of crypto banknotes, provide the following types of security. A is physical security. First, crypto banknotes are protected from moisture and aggressive environments. Crypto banknotes are completely protected from the effects of electromagnetic impulses and fields. They are also fully protected from the effects of various types of radiation. And crypto banknotes are protected from mechanical impacts and possible overloads. B is technological security. The technological process of producing crypto banknotes does not use electronic components, microcircuits, etc., which allows us to speak of a high degree of reliability of crypto banknotes, which do not depend on breakdowns of the electronic element base. An important nuance is the fact that not every central bank, when producing its own cash, will trust microcircuits produced in another country, for example, in China. There are also other security benefits. For example, a crypto banknote is a cold wallet that significantly increases the security of digital money from hackers. The percentage of counterfeit CBDC crypto banknotes, as well as the areolas of the distribution, will tend to zero, thanks to the possibility of instant verification of each crypto banknote. And CBDC crypto banknotes are not only an innovative protection of central bank cash from theft, robbery of bank branches, collectors, ATMs, but also an excellent tool to prevent such crimes.
After having compared regular banknotes to crypto banknotes for quite a while now, I think we're quite intimately familiar now with kind of in what ways they resemble one another. But if you really had to boil it down when it comes to the advantages of crypto banknotes, what would you say?
Crypto banknotes are an incredible booster of digital money, providing it with unique advantages. They're a store value for any digital money that provides risk-free alternative to private bank deposits. They provide full-fledged monetary circulation of the digital payment network anytime and anywhere, online and offline, including any type of electronic transactions as well as any type of cash pay. CBDC crypto banknotes fully reproduce the openness of central bank cash and guarantee seamless access to the CBDC payment network. They are a legal tender of the central bank and a universal means of paying off debts. Crypto banknotes will ensure the functioning of the digital payment network during any natural or man-made disasters, pandemics, even hostilities in the case of the use of electromagnetic weapons. CBDC crypto banknotes will keep the CBDC payment network running and cash mode indefinitely, even if the central bank CBDC servers go down or destroyed. The notes will ensure the complete autonomy of the function of the digital payment network when paying in cash. Crypto banknotes will ensure complete anonymity of payments when paying in cash, as well as ensure payment resistance to censorship in cash transactions. Crypto banknotes use the popularity of cash as a general phenomenon to popularize the digital payment network. They provide psychological compatibility and adaptation of the population between digital financial technologies and century-old traditional banknotes. They provide financial inclusion for a large number of people who, for various reasons, are unbanked, do not trust digital financial technologies, or depend on cash for daily payments, but can periodically make digital payments using crypto banknotes. Electronic transactions using CBDC crypto banknotes will make digital payments more convenient for the general public and drive the adoption of CBDC. They will not only significantly increase the number of new users of the digital payment network, but also expand the geography of its use. CBDC crypto banknotes will allow central banks to maintain seniorage at the required level. They are a unique statistical tool that allows you to analyze, plan, optimize, and manage the circulation of central bank cash in real time. CBDC crypto banknotes will facilitate the application of new central bank policies, such as breaking the zero lower bound on interest rates, automatic maintenance of the necessary level of inflation of the national currency, or other innovative policies that will require smart contracts. CBDC crypto banknotes are an effective tool for central bank financial sanctions. Thanks to smart contracts, it will be possible to prohibit the use of the central bank's own money, not only digital but also cash, throughout the territory of any other state subject to financial and economic sanctions. And crypto banknotes will create all the prerequisites for strengthening the role of the national currency as a global reserve currency.
That was quite the manifesto for crypto banknotes towards the end of our episode. Before we go, though, Andre, I want to give you the chance to share any concluding thoughts that you have on the topic.
The digital CBDC plus CBDC cash tandem will not change the financial policy of the state, but will create all the prerequisites for the digital evolution of the state's monetary system.
That concludes our episode for today. Andre and Ivan, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your research findings in a very condensed version in this podcast episode to our listeners. If you want to continue the discussion, then reach out to Andre on LinkedIn via Andre Lipkin. His details are also linked in the description below.